"If you are a woman, you should play." These are the words from NCAA champion coach Dawn Staley when asked by a reporter if she believed if men that identify as women should be allowed to play in a women's basketball team. Days after winning the national championship, the coach of the University of South Carolina was asked, "You just talked about what a massive weekend this is for women's basketball, women's sports in general. One of the major issues facing women's sports is the debate, discussion, topic about transgender athletics, biological males in women's sports. I was wondering if you could tell me your position on that issue," said OutKick's Dan Zasiski. The coach responded with, quote, "Damn, you got deep on me, didn't you? I'm on the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper? Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?" The reporter reiterated his question. Staley said back, "That's the question you want to ask. I'll give you that. Yes, yes. So now the barnstool of people are going to flood my timeline and be a distraction to me on one of the biggest days of our game. And I'm okay with that. I really am." This really was an unfair position to put the coach in. No matter if you think it is a women's right, a transgender right, a right to play issue, etc., etc., it is a political issue inherently. And placing the coach in a spot to be ridiculed was in fact entrapment by this reporter. There was no right answer here to not derail the conversation that her team just won the NCAA championship. Now it will be about the coach who said men should be able to play with the women in the women's sports. I feel bad for the team and shame on the reporter, honestly. Dawn Staley should have declined to answer this question, but we all know how that would have went on X. However, since she gave her opinion, she deserves a hard criticism nonetheless. If any of you are of sane mindset, it would be clear to you that men should not belong in women's sports. Not transgender women, men. That is what their title is. I hate the phrase biological men, even, as it makes it seem like there is another kind. There isn't. There are men and there are women, period. I don't care what you do in your personal life, in your New York City Harry Potter closet apartments you pay rent to, but because you didn't want to put in the effort to dominate in the men's category, you saw an opportunity to cheat. You have lied to the world, and worse, you probably lied to yourself. Men have an advantage over women, and to pretend that isn't true is a fallacy you make up to feel better about what is happening. Men who have decided to dress up as women in public and pretend we have to walk on eggshells so their feelings don't get hurt need to do one thing and one thing only. Man up. I'm Pierce Crawford, and welcome to the Crawford Press. Welcome back to the show. So glad to have you here. You know, contrary to my father's belief, I hate the idea of electric cars. Absolutely hate it. The technology is just too far out. You don't really save money, can't drive as far. The time it takes to charge the darn thing. I mean, the list is endless. One thing I hate worse than electric cars, however, is the idea of self-driving ones, which is why I never will own a Tesla, as the two things I hate are wrapped into a shiny, expensive body ready to be sent into orbit, not into my garage. Tesla, by the way, has actually settled a lawsuit over a fatality from 2018 in which the autopilot feature caused the crash and death of Apple engineer Walter Huang after a collision with a highway barrier. This five-year legal battle ended with a settlement on the eve before the trial was scheduled to begin. According to Fox Business, the National Transportation and Safety Board said the Apple engineer had reported issues on prior trips with the autopilot feature, steering the wheel toward an area between a highway ramp and the left lane. Crossing that portion of the road known as the Gore area is a moving violation. Data from the vehicle showed that in prior trips, Huang had taken corrective action after the vehicle steered itself toward that area. The NTSB said Huang's hands were not detected on the steering wheel in the final 6 seconds before the fatal crash that took his life. There are really two really important pieces of information here that is crucial in seeing both sides of this. Walter Huang was playing a game on his phone in the last few seconds before impact, so he wasn't paying attention. The National Transportation and Safety Board chairman, Robert Sumwalt, said in 2020 that if you own a car with partial automation, you do not own a self-driving car. Mr. Sumwalt is right. I like to call the autopilot feature a fancy cruise control, as that is essentially what it is. But just because it, quote, cruise controls your steering wheel, you never take your eyes off the road. I mean, you would think that's common sense. You're in command of your vehicle. even though that phrase is kind of quickly digging itself a grave. The point is, if Huang really was to hit a pedestrian, Walter Huang would be at minimum partially at fault. However, it is in the name autopilot, though. Especially with the technology out there that you can summon your vehicle just with the click of a button, it really does make sense that someone would not make the distinction and believe it should be fine to let your car do its thing. I mean, play a game and get your work done, glance up every once in a while, oh cool, there's the bird's eye view. The settlement from Tesla is absolutely deserved, and they should pay as whether Mr. Huang was being unsafe. His death was allegedly caused by a malfunction from the vehicle. This does tell us, however, that the technology is really moving fast, and like everything, the future the establishment wants is one where you have the least control. You won't need a license, just buy an expensive automated taxi. Personally, I do hope we push hybrids, as it's the middle ground between the environmental crazies on the left and concern from the right on reliable distance and control of the vehicle. Either way you look at it, this is a tragic story, but I'm glad it's finally getting resolved, even though it's 6 years later. Campaigners are calling for the government to ban 25 pesticides that contain so-called forever chemicals after a study revealed that they are present in over half of the tested food and drink available in the UK. The PFA chemicals, known as such because they take centuries to break down, and have been linked with several health conditions. More than 3,300 samples of food and drink available in the UK supply chain were tested for residues of around 401 pesticides in 2022, according to a report from the Environmental Department's Advisory Committee on Pesticide Residues. Strawberries were the most likely to have pesticide residue, with 95% of the 120 samples tested coming back positive, according to the Pesticide Action Network UK, or PAN UK. Meanwhile, 61% of the 109 grape samples tested had pesticide residues, along with 56% of 121 cherry samples, 42% of 96 spinach samples, and 38% of the 96 tomato samples. The report said that 56.4% of the samples tested contained a residue of pesticides they were testing, but this was below the maximum residue level, MRL, that is allowed in food by law. Meanwhile, 1.8% of the samples contained a pesticide residue above the legal level. The report said it is useful to note that even when a food contains a residue above the MRL, HSE rarely finds any likely risk to the health of the people who have eaten the food. That all comes to us from Leading Britain's conversation, and I really appreciate the summary from them. It is a lot of information, but here's just kind of a quick breakdown of it. Forever chemicals don't break down out in the environment and have been linked to increased risks like kidney cancer, birth defects, immune system issues, you name it. You hear them most often in the States as they're used for nonstick pans and even clothing. I think it is obvious that forever chemicals are not good for you, and this ban seems pretty good. The more processed we make foods and all the extra unnatural chemicals we consume at a minimum are doing way more bad than good. But I'll leave that to you. Final story we got today. God told a woman to shoot interstate drivers because of the eclipse. Well, I guess so she said. The suspect from Georgia shot and injured two motorcyclists on I-10 before being arrested alongside her AR-15 in Florida. If you somehow didn't see the crazy Republicans' conspiracy theories, President Joe Biden wearing shades, telling us to be careful as he stares off into space and walks around somewhere. I think he still thinks he's vice president. And, you know, Governor Sarah Huckabee of Arkansas declaring a state of emergency. The solar eclipse happened yesterday, guys, and people went absolutely nuts. WION, I think it's pronounced Wion, I don't really know, but they take the cake on the first word of their article, saying bizarre with exclamation point. Why are people like this? The one time of the century where everyone is trying to get a good look at the sun for some reason, or, well, it's lack thereof. Or they just decide to put on their silly little glasses from the last time they watched Sharknado 3D. Or if you live in Florida, you listen to quotations God and you shoot up the interstate. America needs to get their act together because we all look just stupid. And this is just becoming too much for even me to handle. But yeah, the eclipse just makes people go nuts. And that I don't have anything else on that. That's just the news. What am I doing in my life reporting that God told a woman to shoot up an interstate? Anyhow, that is all the time we have for today. I'm just going to leave it on that. Thank you for listening to the show on your preferred podcasting platform. Please be sure to hit the follow button if you want to support the show. That's the best way you can support us, and just giving you the news and you guys willing to listen to my opinion. That's all the thanks I need. Anyway, I'm Pierce Crawford, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.